So how about we start by knowing more about your Ramadan initiative?
A wonderful opportunity, particularly during this pandemic when we all understand that, you know, this virus has reduced us to just a sense of shared humanity. You know, this virus knows no difference between religion, between culture, between background. And, you know, that's kind of where I live my life. You know, that's football, that's multiculturalism that I believe in. And that's Australia. You know, this wonderful tapestry of all of these backgrounds, whether it's religions or nationalities or languages, all coming together in this shared space for an amazing country that we have. In this context, I thought it was a good time to show my support and friendship and solidarity and build understanding with the Australian Muslim community, who, you know, many of us have felt aggrieved in recent years about the treatment of the Australian Muslim community, you know, particularly in the popular media and others. And so, you know, I just feel as though I've got so many wonderful friends who are Muslims, including Hakim Al-Arabi, of course, who now I call my younger brother. And, you know, Hakim and I just started talking about it some months ago. And, you know, and he suggested, you know, why don't you do, you know, something with us? Because I said to him, I'd be interested in learning Arabic, pretty horrible in languages. So I said to him, actually, that's a great example. I feel really compelled to just demonstrate to all different communities in Australia. And during Ramadan, there's the Muslim community. You know, we're all in this together, that I'm with you. I support you. And we all need to, in my view, in Australia, collaborate and build trust and connections and understanding across all of these so-called barriers, or you might call them differences. You know, we might have different worldviews, we have different religions, and we have different languages. But in the end, and right now, is the perfect moment for Australia to recognise that actually we're all the same, we're all human beings, and we must learn to understand and interact with each other.
So you have experienced fasting now for a few days. What did it feel like?
Well, the first few days were easy. You know, it was very exciting, you know, and I'm sharing virtual iftars, of course, with many leaders of the Australian Muslim community, and will be international as well during the month. The last couple of days has been more difficult because, you know, I found that not just not eating, that's been quite fine. The first few days was overeating was the problem at night. And I was saying to Muslim friends, what, you know, how do you, you know, when you fasted from kind of, you know, well, you know, I don't eat anything in the morning anyway. So it kind of was just one meal a day. And when you fasted all that time, the first couple of nights, I tried to eat everything in the house. And you know, all my Muslim friends are saying, oh, yeah, don't worry, that's what happens. You'll put on weight during this time. Yeah, that's right. But the last couple of days actually has been dehydration. Without drinking water during the day, I'm not used to it. And so for the first time this morning, I just got up really early in the morning, 5 a.m., and just had a litre of water just to try and get me through the evening. But it's also about, you know, the my understanding of Ramadan, and this is where we can build understanding between each other, is around gratitude, which I feel very strongly is very important. So it's a time for me to reflect on that, and also around, you know, the fate of people who actually have nothing to eat. So I'm hoping during this time to go a couple of days at least, maybe 2 or 3 days actually without eating. And it's just one time in my life when I recognise that, you know, in Australia we're able to feast 3 times a day, if not more. And it's a moment to be able to just create a little bit, you know, obviously we can't truly, but at least it's an effort to try and feel what over 700 million human beings on the planet feel, that is below the poverty line, and give a little bit further motivation to say, okay, well, come on, let's do something about this.
So what do you think is the significance or the impact of such initiative on multiculturalism in Australia?
I think it's really important for interfaith and intercultural understanding, building trust and collaboration. That's my view. That's why I work for SBS. That's why I sit on the Australian Multicultural Council. That's why I used to sit on QOLA, which is the Australian Latin American Council. Why I, you know, work a lot in human rights, because I believe that, you know, there's shared humanity between us all. You know, and I believe in the next, you know, 10, 20, 50 years, not just for Australia, but around the world, one of the keys to global human family is for all of us to recognize the things that we share. And we can only recognize that when we interact with each other and when we show respect to each other and we build trust between each other. It's no good just sitting across from a table. We have to actually get to know the people. And then through that, we can build a deeper trust, and that's incredibly important in times of threat, you know, in times of, you know, when communities put under duress. And in a multicultural nation like Australia, that's the foundation of what it is. You know, we're all here towards, you know, this shared vision of Australia and these shared values. But we also respect everyone's religious choices. We respect everyone's, you know, cultural and linguistic backgrounds and their nationalities and their cultures and their food. And all of this makes up this wonderful place of Australia. So we all need to reach out, and that's, you know, that's me and that's everyone. So by doing this, I'm hoping to also show the Australian Muslim community and all other faiths in the country that this is possible. This is what we can do. You know, we have to extend trust and respect to each other. And that's how we build, you know, a wonderfully socially cohesive country where all of us can, you know, participate in this marvellous democracy and rightly say to the rest of the world, well, we are genuinely, you know, one of the best multicultural nations. But, you know, we have so much to be proud of, but, you know, minorities in this country are still marginalized. You know, there's still racism that exists. And, you know, the Muslim community is one who they have suffered in recent years for a variety of reasons. And they're not alone. They're not the first, but they certainly have done. And part of my life view and part of my work, you know, refugees, asylum seekers, others, is just to say, if there's a community in Australia that's feeling isolated and marginalised, then I feel part of a responsibility to say, well, I'm reaching out my hand to you. And that should not occur here. We all should be respected. We all should be able to trust and cooperate with each other. And that's the vision of Australia, you know, that I have.
So finally, Craig, we have all seen the great impact of social distancing on containing the community spread of COVID-19, yet many Australians are affected by it. So what sort of advice would you like to give them to cope with the current situation?
Yeah, that is to follow the national guidelines. You know, in those first couple of weeks, there was a lot of uncertainty, but there's no question that all of us and every single community have done a great job, you know, as has the federal government and state government, you know, in working together, this sense of bilateralism. And the theme is the same. The reason that Australia has got hold of this virus for now, and we all need to be incredibly vigilant. So I'd say to all communities and the Muslim community, you know, let's all continue to abide by these guidelines because we don't want to see a flare-up as, you know, a re-emergence as happened in other countries. But the main thing for everyone to contemplate on during this month is that the reason Australia has dealt with this so well is because of multilateralism, is because of cooperation, is because, you know, the government was able to work with everyone. And usual barriers that we put up, you know, day after day after day, whether that is seeing a refugee or asylum seeker as somehow a different human being, or whether it is seeing a Muslim Australian as somehow different from a non-Muslim Australian like me, these ridiculous barriers that have been put up have all been smashed in the last month.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everyone is working together. And why? It's because their mortality is at risk. So what it proves is that when people's lives and their families and their children and their parents' lives are at risk, we're all the same. We all want to be safe. We all want our families to be well. We all want our children to do well. We all want to move on in life. We all want to live in a safe environment. And that's the whole point. So the Australian government, during this pandemic, have been really made to, but they've really very effectively acted in the same manner of what we're talking about here. That is, they've cooperated with everyone across differences that might otherwise have stopped them from doing so. And that's the real lesson of this pandemic that I hope we all take out afterwards. And that's why Ramadan for the Muslim Australian community in 2020 is incredibly special for all of us, is because this is the moment when we were all made to understand, if we didn't know before, of course, many of us already believe this, but this is the moment when the country came to understand that we can't deal with this pandemic unless the Australian Vietnamese community, the Australian Chinese community, the Australian Muslim community, the Australian, you know, Croatian community, we all have to be in it together. Otherwise, people would die. And we've all come together in this time because of a threat that's faced each and every one of us. Well, it shouldn't take a threat. The lesson of the pandemic is that this is how we should operate and act every day of our lives. And this is the Australia that we should see in future.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you. Ramadan Kareem.